The Office of Civil Defense has issued the following message. This is an attack warning. Repeat, this is an attack warning.
Now everybody, have you heard? If you're in the game, well then the stroke's the word. Don't take no rhythm, don't take no style. Got a thirst for killing.
Hey, what's going on, Table Breakers? As always, before we get started, today's episode is brought to you by Joey's Pizza out here in Depew. The cheesiest, gabagooiest pizza you can find in all of Western New York. So give them a call, get some food, enjoy yourself, relax.
Yeah, they're probably taking pre-orders for Sunday night. So
that's right. Also, this episode is also brought to you by some fucking blankets. We are freezing our asses off today.
The studio is a little cold today. we'll be switching to a new studio next week. A little chilly in the studio today. But all things serious, Josh Allen, they did what we said they should do.
Right? Yep, they did.
We're basically geniuses.
We are.
We should be running the offense. So, Bean, if you're hearing this, we're available. We're gonna be a tandem offensive coordinator duo. Yeah, you knew it was gonna be different designed run. Pretty much one of the first plays they ran.
Yep, they came out bright and early and established that and said, yeah, this is what we're doing today.
And then not really sure what happened there in the second half. You know,
yeah.
It was a little bit of a weird, difference in the game plan, it looked like. But thank God Chris Godwin wasn't looking for the football. But he shouldn't have been. It wasn't his, right? I saw somebody break it down that his job was to look for the tip or the deflection.
Yeah, it was more for Evans, probably.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Either way, we're lucky to survive, but Josh is hurt.
Yeah, and don't you fucking dare say it's because he ran.
No, that injury came in London when he was in the pocket on the concrete.
No, turf. Not in London.
I thought that's when he got hurt.
No, wasn't it the Giants?
No,
it was the Giants.
Was it?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay. I'll take your
Everyone
word.
Else
Even
got
Italian,
hurt.
I'll take your word.
All right, let's not get ethnical on this thing.
Yeah, either way, not good. The fact. When's the last time you've seen Josh Allen take himself out of a game?
Twice.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, the Giants game and then this game.
To get himself checked, which I thought when watching it, I thought it was his toe.
Because he got tripped.
Yeah, he got tripped kind of weird, and he got up and like clanked his toes on the grass or the turf, whatever you want to call it. But the shoulder now is like the third game in a row where he's either touched it or he's gotten looked at during the game. And then we're recording, it's Wednesday night. And he did not practice today.
He did not. I saw that he was supposed to practice in a limited capacity, but then just didn't practice at all.
Yeah, that is it's not ideal. You can say what you want.
It
probably means nothing.
Could it be he just took the day off and then tomorrow he's practicing in full? Could be, but
and let's be fair, does Josh Allen really need the reps?
It's not so much that we need him to practice. It's just like, is he going to play? That's all it is.
This seems eerily familiar, though, to his elbow last year, where he basically didn't practice, so it was nice and ready to go for a game.
But it still lingered.
And then it still lingered, and it seems like this is going to be this year's thing. It's going to be a shoulder that still lingers. You know, I've heard some chatter through the grapevine that it is much worse than they're leading it on to be.
The shoulder?
Yeah.
Aye, aye, aye.
Now, you can say I don't have sources and blah, 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 but...
I know you've got people who know
We got people that know people. The people help the people. Right? People help the people. We got people. We reported Kyrie Elam hurt before the season started, and no one believed us. So, I think that shoulder is worse than they're leading on.
Yeah. I mean, and...
I think if we were out of a playoff spot, he'd probably have surgery, because there's something...
Surgery, you think it's...
I think there's something wrong in there. I think it's a rotator cuff.
And again, it's a throwing arm, like just like the elbow last year. I mean, you can't avoid it.
And he's really going to be the Winter Soldier. He's going to have a bionic arm at some point.
Yes.
He's going to have a throwing arm hurt.
And I'm going to say this. I think this is the worst game to have that come up against right now.
Yeah, but it's a good game. I mean, you go out and you get Leonard Fournette for next to nothing. You know, it didn't cost you much. You didn't have to go up and get him. And he's going to make, I think he'll make an immediate impact this week.
Yeah.
Red zone, especially. you know, Kyrie will probably go to IR, and then you activate Fournette before Sunday night's game. And I think he's going to make, like I said, immediate impact. I would expect Fournette to be involved because you don't want to see Josh Allen in shotgun at the 3-yard line.
Honestly, though, I don't think he will be.
Fournette?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. I'm not saying he shouldn't be, but I'm saying I don't know how long it's going to take our offensive coordinator to get used to him, number one, and I don't see it within a week, less than a week, he's going to put him into the game that much. That's just my honest opinion. I'm not saying he shouldn't go into the game. Another thing I'd be concerned about is he's going to have to get in some form of game shape, not getting tackled for however many months. You got to get used to it again. And then just the overall game speed. It is a little concerning that he was a free agent in November, basically.
But he came off like a career year. He had one, right? Some of his stats last year.
Why didn't anyone want him?
I don't know. But he's playoff Lenny, you know?
I know he is. I'm not saying he's not. But my overall, my point is that I just don't think they're going to implement him enough or have enough time to implement him into the game plan.
No, I mean, I don't know. I think it's not hard to hand off the football. And
we already have issues getting people that have been on the roster involved that we know should be involved.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, last year he had 668 yards, 3 touchdowns. He had 73 receptions for 523 yards. He averaged 7.2 a catch. I mean, it's pretty good.
Those are good numbers. I'm not disputing that Lenny doesn't have anything in the tank.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he'll play. Maybe not effective, like you say.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
I think he does see the ball in the red zone. I think they give him the ball in the red zone.
Depending on the situation, yeah.
Like I said, you don't want to see Josh lined up on first, second down in the shotgun at the 3. That was a little embarrassing against the Buccaneers. Not embarrassing. Questionable play calls, like we've been questioning Dorsey all season.
One thing, I know they squeaked away with the win. One thing I didn't love, though, was it seemed like they did dominate the whole game in a way. And that it felt like the Bucs, every time they had the ball, were throwing out of their own end zone. But still, somehow, it's a last-second play that was almost a completed Hail Mary. So, what is that about? And this was the easy stretch of the schedule that we thought about.
Yeah.
And I know they're still, after this, they have Denver. So, that's kind of like their last easy-ish game of the year. Not of the year, but of the next few weeks. I mean, I don't know. Now they're playing Cincinnati, who started rough, and now they seem pretty hot. I don't know, man. I don't know what to think. I know they won the game, but I'm still not impressed.
My biggest concern with Cincinnati, with the Bengals, is going to be when they played before Hamlin got hurt that game last year. The Bengals were physical. Yes. They were all over us. It looked like it was going to be a long night from the start.
Yep.
You know,
they were going to score on every possession of the team.
Yeah. Right? And we maybe could have matched it. You don't know. You obviously don't know how that game would have turned out. But then you get to the playoffs and you get a chance again, and it's at home, and the weather is in our favor, and we're fairly healthy.
The whole talk was the Bills were supposed to destroy the Bengals O-line.
Yeah.
I don't think they sacked them once.
I don't think so either. No Von Miller will do that. I think that was a big reason you brought him in, and then he got hurt, obviously. But I think now you hope you can. The Bengals are physical. They're going to be physical again. They're going to try to do that early again in their house. And they may be playing all fired up, you know, because like, fuck, they were there too that night at Hamlin. Happened, you know, they were there, so maybe they'll be fired up and say, hey, like, you know, because we've heard excuses about, especially about the playoff game, the Bills are exhausted, they were spent, they didn't look like they were in it was a long season, there was everything that happened in Buffalo, like, yeah. just reason after reason why, you know, so they maybe they feel like they need to beat us, like, clean beat
or
us.
They just felt also in a way, obviously to no one's fault necessarily, but like, the Bills were like the main character of that time period because of that situation. And they were kind of like, oh, like the way everyone was talking, oh, if the AFC championship is Bills Chiefs, then it's played this way. And everyone's saying, oh, well, they were already assuming, oh, they're saying the AFC championship is going to be in Atlanta. And Cincinnati's like, well, if we win, it's not. And everyone's like, well, yeah, but it's going to be Bills Chiefs.
Yeah, it was like written in the stars already. That's what it was going to be. And it wasn't. So you're right.
Yeah. And again, this will be the first regular season game played in full between the two.
Hopefully.
I hope so.
Hopefully.
And as far as the Allen and Burrow era goes, obviously, I mean.
Which is arguably two of our favorite quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Obviously, Josh and Burrow. We like Burrow. So I'm excited for the matchup.
And they're coming off of a big win. I know San Francisco's been struggling, but it's not an easy place to play, especially when Cincinnati's Achilles heel is known as their offensive line, and they're playing against that monster of a defense, and they came out with a win. Pretty convincing win, albeit. So they have every reason in the world to be confident right now.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll get into like scores and stuff in a little bit, but I'm not sure about this one.
No. Okay.
I mean, if you feel otherwise,
how effective do you think Douglas will be? You're a Packers guy. So you know Douglas.
I do.
You actually left yesterday, like 2 minutes after that broke.
So I know.
I was wanting to ask you about that. I forgot, but, Douglas. I mean, it seems like Packers fans are pissed that he's gone.
Yeah, I'm not too thrilled about that from the Packers side of it. He was a leader, right? And when he came on, he came off of Arizona's practice squad, kind of like it seemed like he was on like his last chance, and then he fell into the system, and it seemed like it really worked, and they gave him a 3-year deal. This is the second year of the 3-year deal, and obviously the Packers have other problems right now. But one thing I could say about Douglas is, like you said, he is a leader, and I will say the type, as far as just how he is as a corner, he's opportune. So he could lead your team in takeaways, but he could give up some plays too. He will bite, and go for the big play.
But isn't that okay when we have safeties like we do?
Very true.
Wouldn't you rather have an aggressive corner? I mean, you know, obviously Hyde and Poyer are a little, older now, but I'd rather have my corner be aggressive, knowing that those guys are on the back end protecting and hopefully paying attention to help him out so he can be aggressive and bite on the ball.
Very true. So, I mean, I think he'll be a well-needed veteran on the team that, to a hurt defense, could provide some positivity and some motivation. It's funny, I saw a clip today on Instagram. It was when the Packers played the Bills last year in Buffalo, and Josh said, "You suck.
You fucking suck.
You fucking suck." So we'll see how that goes over. Thankfully, they don't play on the same side of the ball.
Yeah, not exactly. I like it. I think it's a great move. I think him opposite Benford now kind of solidifies the corners.
Yeah, you could say that. I mean,
Benford's been playing pretty damn good. I mean, he's a quiet guy who doesn't talk much, but man, he's been holding his own over there.
I mean, this came at a good time. You're playing against the best receiving corps, so you need secondary right now.
Yeah, and you know, I still don't think Vaughn's 100%.
No, he's not.
But he did. I feel like he got held a lot against Tampa that just didn't get called.
They're not calling a lot of holding lately.
No, I don't. Yeah, defense. They're calling defensive bullshit on the secondary.
On the offensive side of the ball, it looks like they're more focused on an ineligible man downfield than they are holding. But there's been a lot of complaining about officiating lately.
Yeah, that's another. We could do another episode about the NFL refs at this point. It's becoming a topic of conversation.
You've never seen players flat out be like they got paid off, but Deontay Johnson from Pittsburgh said that last week about their game against Jacksonville. He's like, they got paid. They wanted them to win. Like, he flat out just went for it.
Yeah, fuck it. I mean, you're getting all these questionable calls. I mean, how many have gone, you know, against the Bills or for the Bills even this year? It's gone all ways.
I mean, there were people saying the Hail Mary should have been holding on Mike Evans.
Oh, it wasn't Mike Evans. It was the tight end.
Oh, yeah, the tight end.
He got boxed out.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. I guess.
But you're not going to call it on a Hail Mary. You're just not. It's hard.
No. You kind of let – that's like the one player you kind of let everything go unless it's like
– if there was a call, could you imagine, though?
We would have lost.
Well
– walk-off touchdown. I mean, that's what would have happened.
Yeah.
So, thank God it didn't happen. You know, I'm excited, though. The Bengals game, this is one I've had circled for a little bit here. This is a good matchup.
We all have.
I think this is like – I don't want another loss, though, to the Bengals. And I'm saying another because the playoff, and I think we would have lost the Hamlin game. So I'm assuming a little bit. But another loss to the Bengals now now it's not can the Bills beat the Chiefs. It's can the Bills beat the Bengals.
Yeah.
And I don't like that scenario. It's not one I want to deal with.
Well, I honestly think schematically and just how the teams are built, I think it's harder to beat the Bengals than the Chiefs for the Bills.
I think the Bengals are more talented
yeah.
up and down the roster, you know, obviously outside of Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce. But, the Chiefs aren't doing anything wowing.
Like you can get burned by the Bengals. I don't think you can get burned by the Chiefs.
Yeah, I think the Bengals play a really good game. They're well coached. The line holds up. Defense is strong. I mean, they're good. And if Burrow's healthy, which he looks healthy now, that's a problem.
I mean, that's the guy challenging Josh for MVP, second best quarterback in the league.
That's the guy, right? So
yeah.
Ric Flair said to be the best, you got to beat the best. So this is a big one. I think Josh, this is like where he had that like kind of like that wall with Mahomes, and he finally broke it and started beating him a couple times. Obviously not in the playoffs, but got through it a little bit. This is one where I want to see Josh. Not that it's Josh versus Bro, right? It's not the quarterbacks that play each other, but it's always broken down that way. I want to see if he can go in and put up another like MVP type performance and win convincingly and show everyone like, hey, I'm fucking here. Like, don't forget about us. Don't forget about the Bills. Like,
well, and for Josh, it's like, oh, like there was when there was the, and it goes for both Josh and Joe. Cause it's like, after the 13-second game, it was, okay, these are the best two in the NFL. They're going to be battling out. This is going to be the AFC Championship every year for the next however many years. And Burrow's like, well, wait a second. I got something to say about that. And he did. And now everyone's like, okay, maybe it's Burrow and Mahomes. And now Josh can say, like, well, wait a minute. You forget. I'm not bronze medal in this situation either.
I'm the cover of Madden. I'm in commercials. I'm dating the Hollywood actor. Like, he can – those are –
that's not a fa- – I'm sorry.
No, but like those are, no, but those are things he can use now that, like – to just to solidify his status. It's a status thing, right? Like, it's not to say whatever, but you know what I mean. It's the late. I'm fucking here. People still think I'm here and I'm relevant. I gotta you gotta be Joe Burrow to stay that way, I think.
I mean they're friends and all. Like they have a lot of respect for each other. So it's not like they're saying this to one another, like, oh, I'm better than you.
I think Joe Burrow is my second favorite quarterback in the league. I mean, I love Joe Burrow. Yeah. I think
there's nothing to dislike.
I wish he was in the NFC.
Yeah.
Honestly.
There you go.
I wish he was an NFC quarterback because I would like him a little bit more. But yeah, Burrow plays a pretty good game. He knows what he is. He doesn't try to do anything he's not. Kind of like how Josh has been up till recently.
Well, that's not Josh's fault.
But no, but you know who you are. Like, even Mahomes knows who he is, right? He knows what his capabilities are. He knows his limits. He's just very aware of who he is. Same with Burrow. And Josh, for most of his career, has been that way too.
Well, you have to be a top five quarterback. To be, so, yeah.
You have to be able to control your body and your instincts and your, you know, don't get in your head and like all that stuff. And those three are three of the best. You know, you can put Lamar up there. I talk shit about Lamar, but Lamar is doing it again.
And Lamar and Jalen, I would say.
Lamar, no one's even talking about Lamar. And he's having
which is odd.
Which,
because you could say this is actually his best season as a quarterback.
Yeah. He's looked really good. Baltimore's looked good. They're a team that worry me. Jacksonville, Trevor. I mean, they're stacked. I do think those three guys are above those other ones. Like, I think,
but they're right.
Josh, Burrow, and Mahomes.
They're right under them, though.
And then that's Lamar. That's
Trevor,
Herbert,
Jalen.
Tua.
I'd put
Jalen Hurts in there. Tua. You know, that's your tier two, and then it's kind of like a clusterfuck underneath that, but.
Maybe Dak.
Dak, man, I don't know what Dak is.
I'm trying to be
honestly. I don't even dislike Dak.
No, I know.
I don't know what he is.
Because it changes week to week.
It's
which I guess if it is changing week to week, then you're not on that level. But yeah.
Yeah, I think the inconsistency of Dak Prescott is his biggest problem, is he's been inconsistent. That could be coaching.
But I mean, I will say if Dak's your quarterback, you can say you have a quarterback. Like, it's not like you have a quarterback problem, I wouldn't say.
Yeah. Would Dallas be as good as if their defense wasn't so good?
No.
Okay.
No.
That's all I need to know.
Okay. Let me put it this.
So that puts Dak in a different tier.
Yes, because if he's your best player and it's him or bust to win games, you're not a good team. Yeah, I'll say that.
Yeah, because Burrow or bust. Josh or bust. Mahomes or bust. So, like, yeah, that's what I meant.
I'd even put Lamar and Jalen Hurts in there.
Those will be the top five. Yes. Top five quarterbacks for sure. I think that's, and then I do think Tua is in there to a degree.
No, I can't go there.
No,
I think
he's that tier too.
I think it's
because Herbert, as good as he is, doesn't really.
Yeah.
What has he really done?
Well, okay.
I mean,
let's compare Tua to Herbert because they were the 5 and 6 pick of that draft.
Okay.
If Miami had Justin Herbert, I think they'd be undefeated. With the coaching they have.
Yeah, I hate McDaniel, but he's a fucking.
And if Tua was in on the Chargers, they'd be had the first pick in the draft right now. That's my honest opinion.
Okay, that's fair.
That's not to say Tua was bad, but I think Staley is the worst coach in the league. And we saw what Tua looked like without the great coaching of Mike McDaniel. There's quarterbacks who rise above coaching. I don't think Tua can do that. I think he needs the coaching that he has. And if Herbert had that coaching that was in Miami, I think he'd thrive.
Yeah. Okay. That's fair.
I think Herbert's overcoming as much as he can in LA.
Yeah. I did see something interesting, which is not going to happen, but I did see something about, hypothetically, if the Bills would have lost that game against the Bucs, there was I saw a couple stories out there about how, you know, bring back Anthony Lynn.
As OC?
Mm-hmm.
Is he even doing anything right now?
No. That would be an interesting move. It's an interesting topic for like an episode where you don't have anything to talk about.
Yeah.
Because Anthony Lynn coming back and actually having talent, that you might be onto something. Like, I saw it and didn't hate the idea.
Yeah.
So
it's intriguing.
He did as well as he did with Tyrod Taylor. And you can say well as he did because he got a head coaching job because of it. So he did do well. It's an interesting one. Story for another day, but like
you kind of that surprised me just now, so I'd have to think about it. But
because like you know, he's not doing anything.
As a head coach, fine, he's not the guy, but
no, yeah, 100%. But it was an interesting little like dart throw that I saw. Like Anthony Lynn could come back as OC, wouldn't that be something? It was something crazy articles from clickbait shit, and I read it, and I was like, you know,
there's no reason to hate that.
I don't hate that idea,
no.
You know, like, hey, if Dorsey doesn't work out and obviously we're not going to get Dable back, like, okay.
Yeah.
It could be worse. Like, because I saw somebody say, if we fire Dorsey, you know, what happens? Who do we go and get? And I saw that article. And I was like,
well, we talked about it, though.
I was like, well, shit.
Who does McDermott allow to call the offense? Yeah. That's the problem in lies.
Exactly. But yeah, I thought I had to share that because I thought it was an interesting little.
Yeah.
Thing I heard or saw or read was Anthony Lynn because he didn't leave on bad terms. It was
no,
he got a head coaching job. It is what it was. And yeah, so that's my piece with that.
Mm-hmm. So the issue at hand, obviously, we don't know the severity of the injury, so it's impossible to say for sure. But does this hinder, limit, do anything to Josh's game on Sunday, do you think? And again, I know it's hard to say not knowing the severity of it.
What's the temperature going to be in Cincy? It's a night game.
I'm assuming pretty cold.
Okay.
Somewhat cold.
So, yes.
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 Okay.
Right? Because if there's anything wrong up here and it's cold.
Yeah.
You got a problem, right? It's going to get stiff. You got to keep it hot so the muscle doesn't get tight. If it's a muscle thing, if it's a ligament thing, you want to keep that stuff warm. So, if it's cold, it could be a factor, but then you got superhuman Josh, who you can't even tell he's hurt at the time because he's still fucking chucking the ball.
So. I know.
I don't know what to believe anymore.
Well, you know now, Bengals D linemen are being told to be physical with him.
Well, and they were last year. They were one guy like rolled up on him and tried to hurt him, and like they were playing kind of dirty.
Yeah.
So, I would expect them to. I would be surprised if there's a rough or unsportsmanlike late hit if he is running.
You'd be surprised if
I wouldn't be.
Oh, you wouldn't be. Okay.
If the Bengals hit him late.
Like they'll take the penalty as long as they're fucking him up. They don't care.
If they get a shot in, I think they take the shot. Just there's no way they'll ever admit to that kind of shit,
right.
Obviously.
Because it's like, what's 15 yards if he's out of the game?
Right. You take Josh Allen out, you beat the Bills. It's not
right.
Complicated. It's easy math. It's 1+1.
Yeah.
So you beat the Bills pretty easily without Josh Allen. So maybe he slides and the guy has a shot at him coming in on the right to go at that, you know, that shoulder, and he takes the 15 and fucking jacks that shoulder. Even if he doesn't take Josh out of the game, all of a sudden he's going like this and he's, you know, stretching it out.
As long as you get him to second guess his throws and just like start thinking about the injury in
like
general.
Like he said he did like the play after he came back in, then threw the pick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And there are the demons of, oh, this is Cincinnati. This is the team that's better than us. This is the quarterback, maybe not the quarterback who's considered better than me, but there's that whole, just the whole thing with Cincinnati now. Like they're almost was with the Chiefs.
Yeah, and I don't think Burrow's better than him. So, yeah.
Well,
they're a better
narrative team. Wise.
Yeah. Narrative wise, yeah. I mean, you want to talk about narrative too. You barely beat the Bucs, then you come and you potentially lay a dud if you lose against the Bengals. Media's back on your ass again.
Well, if you
calling you the biggest frauds in the NFL.
There's one thing if you lose like a last possession game, because then it's like, okay, you had a great game. Cincinnati had the ball last, whatever. Okay. But if you get the shit kicked out of you, or if it's like a more than one possession game, no one's going to respect you.
No.
Going forward.
I've already seen a bunch of stuff about, you know, people calling us frauds and this and that shit.
Because like, then Cincinnati knows they have you going forward, and they would have a tiebreaker against you. I think then they would have, they'd already be ahead of them.
I think if the Bills lose, they're out of the playoffs. Because right now they're the fifth seed.
Maybe. Because Cincinnati's not a division leader right now, and they would. So then they would tie them record wise and have a tiebreaker.
Since he's a two seed right now, right?
No, they're not even a division leader.
Oh, okay.
But that whole division's really tight. But Cincinnati also already had their bye, so they're like a game kind of back.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But if they win, they'd be five and three.
5-3.
And the Bills would be 4-4.
4-4.
Wait, no, I have this wrong.
No, you're right. That's right. Bills are 4-3.
No, they're 5-3, so they'd be 5-4.
Okay, 5-4.
And the Bengals would be 5-3 because they had a bye week already. Yeah. Okay, fine. But they would be ahead of them because of a tiebreaker and win percentage then at that point.
Yeah.
And if Miami beats the Chiefs, Bills would be two games back of the division.
Yeah. Which is not – these are not ideal situations. Yeah.
So you're actually rooting for the Chiefs this Sunday morning.
Yeah, I saw somebody say, I'll never root for the Chiefs, whatever, blah, blah. You got to root for the Chiefs this week.
Yeah, because if they win and the Bills win, the Bills are in the division lead.
Yeah.
Or it could be a two game division lead for Miami all in one day.
You don't want all that. You don't want all that. So let's root for the Chiefs this week. The one time we're going to root for the Chiefs.
Yeah, I mean, I hate to tell you, the Chiefs are winning their division whether they win this game or not.
Yeah, I mean, we can't afford to like not win the division.
Yeah.
We have to go for the division title. Have to, because we're not going to be the one seed. Clearly, no. It's not happening. So we have to win the division to get the better seed. We do not want to be scraping in and playing a hungry team.
If you're going all
that's
on the
Baltimore, that's Jacksonville.
Baltimore, Jacksonville, Kansas City, Cincinnati again.
You don't want to have to do this.
Like, if they don't get a game in Orchard Park, they're not going to the fucking Super Bowl.
No, history has taught us that.
Yeah.
The Bills can't win on the road in the playoffs. History has taught us that.
Yeah.
So, no, they're not getting home. So, they're a very, very uphill battle for this team right now.
Yep.
They hopefully can start stacking. You know, you do have you can get into some rhythm and start stacking wins. But yeah. You doing scores?
Yeah.
It's gonna be a quick episode. I mean, we're flying. My toes are numb, so we're flying.
toes.
You can go first.
Okay.
Because I hate going first. I hate setting the bar.
Beginning of the year, I have this as an L. I got it. I still do. I think the Bengals are hot at the right time, and I think the Bills have been struggling against bad teams. And now this injury that just came up in Cincinnati. No, I have to go with Cincinnati in this one. I'm going to say 38-27.
Really, 11 points.
Well, I don't know. I got excited. Hang on.
I just think it's gonna be, I think it's if we lose, it's gonna be close.
38-30. How about that?
Okay, I can do that. I think it's gonna be tight game. I do think we hang in there. I think Josh looks pretty good even with the injury. 31-28.
Who?
I don't know. whoever has the ball last.
Okay, that's fair. That's actually fair.
Whoever has the ball last. Last second field goal. I'm gonna say us. I hope we squeak it out, get the last second win, and just move on to the next game.
I will say this: whenever we pick differently, like
the Bills usually win.
Yeah. So. Like you picked the Bucks to win.
I did. I almost was right.
Yeah.
So fuck off. I was almost right on that one. I almost like because there was a part of me that wanted the Bucks to win.
Wow.
Because
just so they learn,
just so something could happen.
Yeah.
Right. It was not. I don't wish that my team.
No, I know what right. You mean.
It's just to.
As someone who supports the Packers, I want them to lose out just yeah, so they like fucking learn.
Get. I wanted a kick in the pants. I wanted something to change because if they got slapped by another team on national TV, something had to change.
Yeah.
So. And this is another example. You can't get slapped around on national TV.
Yeah. Also, if for anyone who hasn't realized this by now, this is all in accordance to if Josh plays. I mean, if he's not playing, I don't know what the fuck to tell you.
Oh, if he's not playing, if he's not playing, this is a fucking hell. We're not recording next week. I mean, it's that simple. It's a blowout if he doesn't play. Kyle Allen cannot beat anybody. So, if Josh doesn't play, it's going to be a lot to a little, and it's going to get ugly quick.
Yeah.
And it's something to monitor. You know, again, we're Wednesday. It's Wednesday at 9:30 almost. If he doesn't practice, you know, tomorrow, start to get a little worried. He is limited Friday. A little more worried.
Yep.
So it's definitely something to keep an eye on. I know Bills Mafia and the fans will definitely be keeping an eye on it because it's going to be the closer it gets and the less you hear about him. The more you're going to get worried. Not good. So heal up, Josh.
Yeah.
Ice bath, whatever. Heat, do whatever you got. Ben Gay, I don't care. Fucking put something on that shit and get ready to go. We need you.
Just don't do the Sean Watson.
Yeah, don't go to that. Like wherever he went, don't go to those people.
Yeah. We're allowed to make that joke, right?
Yeah, because I think he's doing it again.
Yeah.
He's not hurt, so.
Again, I'm making fun of him.
Clear concussion protocol and they didn't put him back in the game, so he's not hurt.
Again, we're making fun of him, not the action.
No, yes. So what he did was horrible. You know, we're making fun of.
Making fun of him for being
Deshaun
a piece of shit. So.
And Deshaun, if you're listening, you want to come out here and explain yourself, you're fucking more than welcome. I'll rip you a new asshole. But actually, nope. Nope, you would like that too much, my man.
We will sit at opposite ends of the room and have a discussion.
Yes, it will be a nice discussion with me not swearing.
With an adult in the room.
Maybe a moderator.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, Deshaun sucks. We fucking hate him. It's plain and simple. I'm glad we don't play the Browns this year.
Yeah.
That was our best content last year.
What?
Our memes and GIFs.
Oh, well, yeah.
With Deshaun. Those were the best. All right, guys. So that's
on
it.
On that note.
Another episode of 7-1 Blitz. If you like us, follow us. If you don't, block us.
Yeah.
Either way.
What OJ did.
Well, yeah, OJ blocked us. That's true.
Another person of infamy.
Yeah, he couldn't take a killer joke. It was weird. But OJ
should get a massage sometime.
Yeah. Call Robert Kraft. Doesn't he know where to go?
Depends what cell phone he has, but yeah.
Yeah, okay. So there's a bunch of guys that are, you know, questionable.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you don't like us, block us. If you like us, subscribe, comment, whatever. We'll engage with you. And yeah, that's it. Pretty much that's it. Go Bills. See you guys next week. Hopefully this isn't a depressing show next week. And hopefully the temperature is a lot warmer than it is right now.
Yeah, this is fucking feeling it right now. This is what we do for you. Just hope you know that.
Yeah, for all six listeners. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Let's see you next week. Go Bills. Love you. Go Bills.
See ya.